G'day, Jacqueline Magnee.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're not too bad. We're talking about our losing cricket team, but at least we've got some winning teams over there your way.
Well, yes, the English team is not performing so well either. And there's been quite a lot of scrutiny of what went wrong. Although, amazingly, the number one cricket story over here is the South African heavy-handedness and in terms of the security of their team.
Yeah,
so that's even news over here.
Yeah, we've been talking about it this morning. It was an ugly look at the airport, and TK and I both probably think that Fuff should have stopped and just given some sort of comment, just a neutral comment, and then kept walking, but that didn't happen.
No, and I think that sometimes the security, you know, they try to make themselves part of the story when if they're just allowed them to keep on walking, nothing would have happened anyway.
That is correct. Now, something's happening with our Four Nations boys, because Jason Taumalolo and Valentine Holmes have both gone from the UK straight to America, and they're on NFL trials.
They are, from Anfield to LA. I mean, It was an amazing win by the Kangaroos, 34-8. Immediately after that, both of those guys have jumped on a plane. They have a trial on Saturday in LA, and where all agents and talent scouts will go. It's quite a large trial with various different people, but it's an opportunity for them to put their skills on display. There's some suggestion that, you know, Taumalolo is more of a running back and Holmes is more of a kick runner, but it's such a specialist industry, isn't it? And, you know, I don't know. It's, anyway, they're going to have a go. The clubs have said it's okay. They go without blessing. They can try out and see what happens. And let's just watch this space.
Now, Michael Checker, he says the Wallabies have reset to zero after their France win. So he made a lot of changes. I'm sure he's going to go back and change the team again.
Well, he will, because Australia is now on track for the Grand Slam. If they get a now beat Ireland, even though the game against France wasn't part of the Grand Slam, they're now back on track to play Ireland. Now, the Irish team beat the All Blacks, so this is no certainty. So he'll have his strongest team in the lineup there. You know, Kyle Gwodwin played incredibly well first game, you know, first receiver against France, but he'll be replaced, I think, by Rhys Hodge. You know, the whole issue, David Pocock, Michael Hooper, where do you fit Sean McMahon into the team? That's still to be decided. But the team's in incredibly upbeat. It's an amazing atmosphere. Everyone feels that this is a key turning point in the team and its development and what Checker's been trying to achieve. Interestingly, he was saying that in the scrum, that the Wallabies are perhaps, you know, that's been their downfall for some time. And he's saying perhaps they're playing by the rules too closely and that other teams are playing for penalties, whereas the Wallabies are trying to set the scrum square. So that's something that maybe in the game against Ireland might be interesting to see whether the Wallabies adjust their technique and tactics in the scrum there. And interestingly, he also said he was accused by the French of having mind games in whether Quade Cooper was going to play before that game, but he denied that and said, no, there were no mind games. It was literally that we gave Quade until the last possible minute whether he'd play or not. And, of course, he didn't. So it'll be, you know, everyone's keeping their eyes on this, especially England, because they then play them the following week and they're on a running trot themselves and looking forward to a 14 winning streak run if they beat the Wallabies in a fortnight's time.
Andy Murray will be an Englishman instead of a Scotsman forever.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, it sets up, he's now number one, he's just won the ATP World Tour, he beat Novak Djokovic. It just sets it up for the Australian Open, doesn't it? I mean, he's been runner-up, is it five times at the Australian Open? And Novak Djokovic has won it at least half a dozen times. So, you know, he's now going to have a break. He's going back to Miami. He's going to the warmth. He's getting back into training fairly quickly, although he is going on a stag do for his father. And he tweeted about how he's going on this bit of a social occasion with me, my brother, and 15 55 to 60-year-olds. So that's how he's celebrating this ATP World Tour win.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, guys. You have a great week.
Yep, same with you, Jack LeMagne. Just to let you know, through Twitter, the hearing from ICC hearing will be Adelaide Oval this afternoon.
Oh, good. That's
so,
good news.
So Duplessis will have to answer to those allegations of ball tampering this afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, Adelaide Oval.